Johnny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was a big one. Dang. Fourth and five. Kyler Murray off his back foot. Hits Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wasn't the worst coverage.
Kept the drive alive. And Arizona goes down and gets a field goal and wins a game.
Man.
What do you think about this, Goo? 5-1-0. Comcast Business Text Line. Reading into the quotes from the defensive players over the course of the season, they're keeping it professional, but I get the impression that they don't really believe in Sorensen.
Wow. And I think the other comment was Mooney Ward, who I had an issue with. I felt him when he said after the Minnesota game, I'm a better version of myself when I follow the one, and he wanted Justin Jefferson assignment. I'm just saying.
He's not having a good year.
Well, I mean, who is defensively outside of Fred Warner?
Bosa.
Well. Oh, he got an interception yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he money time?
Well, I think.
Getting the ball ran down his face just like the rest of the 49er front line. Man, Stoney, this has got to change. It's got to change soon.
It doesn't have to. Maybe they're not that good. Maybe they're at the end of their run.
But, wow. Let me. They lost two division games that they should have won. I'm going to throw trivia to you. How many games, division games, have the Niners lost the last two seasons?
One.
It was to the Rams. But, damn, they lost two this year already. So, two they should have won. Double-digit leads blown.
888-957-9570. Yeah, I mean, you don't blow two. If you don't blow a 13-point lead and a 14-point lead, you're 4-1. Yeah, that's the way to look at it. Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. I told you, Bonte, he didn't believe me a couple weeks ago that, you know, negative radio sometimes is really good. That's what Radish used to say. And after losses, man, that's some of the best radio you can get. I know that sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. I'm paraphrasing Radish, but he said something. Listen, guys, how about giving some credit to the other teams once in a while? I mean, listen, you know, Arizona came in here wounded after my Commanders put a whooping on them the week before. But give them credit, man. They hung in the game. They came back. And that throw that Murray makes off his back foot to Harris, I hate to say it. I know it's going to pee off a lot of Niner fans, but Brock can't make that throw. So those are things that you have to just put up and recognize and give other people credit for their talent. Some of the things I think Brock are trying to do are kind of out of his element. I think he is feeling a little bit of pressure. I was wondering if this was going to happen, but you know, that pressure, everybody, including Guru, keeps saying this guy is worth $50 billion and all this stuff. And I think we need to think about that. Whether he is or isn't, the market will say. But he's got to be feeling some of that pressure because he's hearing that noise. Hey, you know, you got to live up to the contract.
Yeah,
he's trying to scramble like he's scrambling around like he's Lamar Jackson. And he's not Lamar Jackson. And so he needs to just play his game. I feel like Brock's kind of pressing a little bit. And I think maybe he just needs to relax and just go back to doing what he does. Let's stop trying to be elite. Just try to be a quarterback that got you to where you are. So I just think, hey man, let's just give credit to the other team.
Yeah.
And Guru, how about my Commanders, brother? We coming after the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. You ain't coming after them. You're ahead of them. And Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. But I'll take one issue with our good friend Austin. I don't think Purdy thinks he's Lamar Jackson. He's running, and we are not talking about the lack of protection that the offensive line is giving him. He's running by necessity a majority of the time, Stoney. And then when I throw the damn interception, it's because somebody can't block or, you know, what did Kyle say? They're bringing more than we're blocking. But give me more than that. Damn, that's going to happen on most Sunday, Thursdays, and Mondays. But I do not look at Brock Purdy and say he's trying to be Lamar. Austin, he's running, you know, again, by necessity. But the one thing that is not Brock Purdy's fault, Stoney, and I'll say this, because I'm not up here caping for him. He was off yesterday. He was to me. And they still had a chance to win the game. He doesn't control Jordan Mason and his carries. And I just can't stop looking at the box score. 14. That is ridiculous. He should have that in a half. And again, Tom Brady, the great, the GOAT, said it. I'm not used to this Niner team just throwing the ball around the yard. And you can't get in when it's money time. Like, you can get it to the red zone, but that's what's crazy about this season, Stoney. That had nothing to do with the defense. You get 16 more points, 1-6 in the red zone. I mean, excuse me, what, 15 more points? 20 more points, 5 times 4. Come on, Goo. I mean, man, this game's not close. But that's the reality. The red zone, that's the issue. The red zone for the offense and defensively just stopping the run and teams that got weaponry. New England had nothing last week.
I feel like I agree with Austin. I can't quite put it into terms, but I do feel like Purdy was just, I don't know, I felt like he was trying to do too much yesterday. I do. And maybe he felt that need because there wasn't much happening. But I don't know. I thought he was almost too casual at points, believe it or not, and trying to make plays. I don't know. I just feel like, felt like the, obviously more incompletions than we're normally seeing with Purdy.
First one of the game went for an incompletion.
And the other thing is, he threw 2 interceptions in the second half. You can't do that. You can't do that. And he did. And then you have a costly fumble, and you're not turning the ball over. And for the second time this year, the 49ers get beat after having a 2-score lead.
Let's say, before you go, let's just say you're right. But it's Kyle's job to know that he might be pressing or trying to do too much. I didn't get that. I think this has become the norm for Purdy this year without McCaffrey. But, Steiner, you got a running game on the day, I won't even mention J.P. Mason, that averaged 5.9 a pop. That's 6 yards. Why wouldn't you lean on the running game more if you thought that the kid was trying to do too much?
I don't know.
How do you not score the second half?
415, Brock passed up from the Comcast business text line. Brock passed up a lot of underneath easy throws to Mason, the running back, and the outlet passes to the wide receivers that could have gotten him chunk yardage to make it easy on third down. Hey, everybody wants him to throw long.
We were told, guys like you were saying, Goo, this is not what the Niners do as a whole. And I was like, well, they got some guys that can, they got some athleticism. And the pat, you know,
look,
Purdy was making a conscious effort to throw the ball down the field. That we can't ignore that. But now if you're saying they're doing it too much and you're, I don't know, man. I just know they did not score in the second half yesterday. Like, Steiny, that's unacceptable. And nobody asked Kyle about it. Not one of the journal, not one reporter said, what's up with your offense? You got guys on the game, the initials DJ, that are calling you a genius. And you got a red zone problem. Not a Pasoy problem. You got a red zone problem.
Look.
Too much talent.
Who?
The offense, to have, without McCaffrey, to have, be 9-22 and 30th in red zone efficiency. Stiney, that's real. I don't know why. That's not good. This is how you get beat. Defense was playing their ass off in the first half. Get 50-yard run. Okay, it happens. Great run by Murray. Second play of the game for them. But you know and I know they got more talent than goose eggs in the second half at home.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a different team. It's a different team than last year.
But when you give me that look, what do you mean, though? Like,
first of all, and I don't really. Can we acknowledge Brandon Ayuk?
115 in the first half.
Yeah. Come on, Goo.
What, like, when you say that, what are you saying? Because I'm not telling you he's Justin Jefferson. I never have.
He's not. He's not even close.
But when you say that.
He is a possession receiver. That is what he is, I think. All his catches are 15 yards for the most part.
He had one yesterday for 53.
He broke a tackle. Or a guy missed a tackle, and then he runs down the sidelines. But they don't have a deep threat on this team.
I don't.
A deep, deep threat.
He didn't get in the end zone, but.
What's new?
I just, wow, man. Sonny, I'm calling these games collapse. Do you have a problem with me calling a game like this a collapse? You're up 13, and then you don't score. I don't understand. And to Austin's point, I wasn't running around here on Market Street saying Brock Purdy should be the highest paid quarterback. I'm reading the room. I'm looking at the tea leaves, and Steiner, he is going to get 50. And I can call him out when it's time to be. Yesterday was not his finest hour by any stretch. two picks, and then you got the game in your hands. You hit Kittle that first 15 yards. I'm like, oh, boy, they're about to put – but then I was like, they don't have a kicker. Now you need a kicker, and you're going to throw something at me, and I don't care. I'll catch it. I wonder if some people and diehard Niner fans didn't like his answer about not knowing who the kickers were. No, like that's that. Like Belichick would know the name of the kickers, or maybe he didn't want to share them. I'm just like, at this, you didn't, you don't know, and maybe you really don't know, but maybe, you don't know.
Maybe it's
that's
not
a big deal.
Maybe
man.
He doesn't want to share it.
Huh? Say that,
okay? Maybe he doesn't know who. Who cares? Jan Smith, Jimmy Fox,
because the Brad foot of whoever Havens. You pick are going to go along. I'm just, Stoney, be on top of everything. I thought he was. I'm not, man. They're leaving a lot of meat on that field.
Maybe they're not.
30th in red zone efficiency with this weaponry?
Well, stop talking about the weaponry if it's not doing anything.
What if it's the maestro?
Okay, well then blame it on him. Blame it on Shanahan. Purdy wasn't very good yesterday.
And I'll give you that.
He wasn't. Jennings only caught one ball.
And got
his
hurt.
Hand.
Yeah.
Early in the game, that obviously was a factor.
But Debo, Stoney, he was null and void. I'm not saying Debo's a bum or he didn't play. I like, what are you bringing to the table?
Well, I mean,
one reception for 11 yards, three targets.
Again.
And everything's in traffic.
Again,
to him.
I thought they had weaponry. Do they have weaponry or do they not have weaponry?
I don't think they're using it right. Defensively, they don't have, they got Warner and Bosa.
Let's go to Nagy in Los Gatos.
Hey.
Nagy in Los Gatos. Hold on one sec, though. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's up, Nagy?
It's okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I want to talk about... I want to talk about so-called our genius coach at the 49ers. I don't get it. He is not a good coach. He is at best a good offensive coordinator, maybe. He does not know how to manage games. Historically, he's been losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, in the critical games, few Super Bowls. It's on him. Fourth and 23, for God's sake, if you don't trust your punter to kick the field goal, punt it, put him deep. I don't get it why the media and you guys think that he is great. We have Belichick that has no job. I would, with no blink of an eye, fire Shanahan and get Belichick or anybody else. He is not a good coach.
But how do you explain all the winning the last 5 years? And you're right. I called him out for bad coaching in certain situations, but we can't ignore the rat on the table, which is the Niners have been in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC Championship games. You got to give him some credit, man.
I give him credit. He's not a great coach.
Right.
What is his overall percentage as a coach? Barely 500. Mm-hmm. Is that a great coach? Is that a genius?
I mean, people would say those first 2 years probably obviously didn't help. But 925, the secret is out on the Niners. If you out-physical them in the trenches, you stand a puncher's chance. We saw yesterday against the Cardinals and before against the Rams.
You know what? It's easy to say that when you don't got your big brother with you. And your big brother is Christian McCaffrey. And you know what? It just set in on me, Stoney, at 11:02 a.m. on a Monday morning. No victory Monday. At the end of the day, we all said this was a nothing burger for McCaffrey. The Niners will be fine offensively. And you know what we're starting to see? Maybe it's just they're not. When you miss a great back or a talent like Christian McCaffrey, there's consequences. So maybe I need to get off my horse and go back the other way, and I'm not making excuses, and say this is what is ailing this offense, the lack of the great Christian McCaffrey. But we all, they got weapons. Yeah, they do, but nothing like McCaffrey, and maybe he's the straw that stirs the drink. Do you buy that, or is that an excuse?
Well, it's a little of both. Shanahan... What's the plan for McCaffrey?
His plan is to continue his rehab, and every day you try to push the rehab more and more each day.
There you go. Push the rehab. You got to push the rehab.
Right. Hey, man. I don't like any of it. I'm Troy Aikman right now, man. How can you?
How about some more Shanahan? This is from Purdy balancing the scrambling with the check down.
Is there a fine line sometimes of trying to exhaust the play and making something happen, and then sometimes maybe just taking a check down or throwing it away?
Yeah, always. I mean, that's why you try to cover that, too, when those things happen, good or bad. I mean, last week, I thought it really helped out, and he made a number of plays with it. But I think I also said last week there's a couple that it hurt us on. And I'd say the same thing happened yesterday. There's always some good and bad for both of those things. You hope the good outweighs the bad, which it has. But there was a couple, in particular, that sack on the 2nd and 14 that were tough to overcome.
Yeah, that was from today, Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy balancing, scrambling with staying in the pocket. Hey, Evan.
Huh?
Let me play something for Goo real quick. I kind of love this one.
I think we got four guys coming in later today.
Can you reveal who those are?
I don't know. I don't have their names. That's what the guys are working on now. Just finishing this game and getting started on all the Seattle stuff on the short week. So I know those guys are scrambling in. I think they got four guys coming, but I didn't get their names.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. I know I'm different, man. And maybe
Evan, you have a problem with Shanahan not knowing the kickers' names who are coming in.
Hey, maybe Evan.
Guru thinks he should be buttoned up and Belichick would know.
Maybe he truly did know.
Belichick didn't know the name of his kicker who was actually kicking for him.
Hey, I'm different, man.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Woody, I just want to ask you guys a few questions. One important question.
Okay.
First of all, I think the weather played a huge factor in the game. And then my other question is do you think it's time to hit the panic button, or the Niners are in a good position right now? Just put fire under them to play better. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, I mean, the heat.
Please stop,
the
Stoney.
Heat.
We don't do that.
Oh,
man.
We do it.
The other team had to play in the heat. That had nothing to do, the temperatures, with Mason getting the ball 14 times.
No, maybe we don't know
no,
that.
What does that mean?
We don't
These
know that.
These dudes practice all off season. This dude's a thoroughbred. Give him the rock. And this has been a constant. Why are you not feeding the beast? Especially now if Purdy is, reading the clipping, Stoney, and maybe he is having fun back there being Fran Tarkenton, but yesterday he got popped a couple times. And, I mean, a loss of 6 yards here, a loss of 8 yards. You are not going to be able to manipulate NFL defenses the way he has, and he made some good runs yesterday, Brock Purdy. But, Stoney, the first play of the second half went to Ayuk. Ayuk was open, ball hot. It was just a bad day for Purdy from an accuracy standpoint. But as far as fire, this ain't about no fire. The fire should have been lit last week, Stoney. This is about defense right now. They are not physical on that side of the ball. You got some studs, and you got one guy playing like a stud. I'm sorry. That's number 54. Outside of that, you don't know what you're going to get from the secondary. And who was that that got beat? Lenore on the play that would have been a touchdown. Kyler Murray missed. Who's my guy was running open? On the sideline in the fourth quarter, I was like, oh, my God, he overthrew him. And he had beat, I think that was Lenore he had beat, but I'm just saying, this defense under Sorensen is nothing to write home about through five games.
Jordan Mason leads the league in carries by 10.
Okay.
He's got 105 carries.
Okay, but
the next highest has 95.
This is not Major League. Have you ever heard of a guy, Derrick Henry? That's his claim to fame.
Mason's got more carries than him, though.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. No.
Jordan Mason leads the league in carries, and it's kind of
I don't believe
by 10.
That's why he only had 14 yesterday. Kyle can't be thinking about that.
Well,
because
want him to think about that with McCaffrey and his workload.
And maybe he didn't. He blew past that.
Well, maybe he's thinking about it.
He didn't care about it. So now he cares about it?
Well, yeah.
But it's hurting your offense. I believe it's hurting your offense.
Maybe he
does
care about it. You
got something getting you 6 yards a pop, and you limit yourself with that. Why? On a day where it's 100 degrees.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
But Arizona didn't do that with Connor.
Well, he had 18.
Who wore you down?
He had 18 carries.
Okay.
Mason had 14. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're just throwing questions out, and I'm trying to answer them. I don't know.
I want some consistency. At least admit that your boy's being consistent. We said the same thing in the Minnesota game. He went away from Mason. And if it's all of a sudden these guys are on a pitch count, if you say that, I get it.
They probably
are. But a guy or a weapon that's averaging 6 yards a pop and is a big butt and is a load to take down, you need to keep doing that. Yesterday, Purdy should have maybe threw it 25 times until I find out they can stop my run. That's what's glaring to me about what's going on in Kyle's brain. And he's becoming pass happy. And then the field goal that Wisnowski made, you can make an argument. You should have ran the ball on third and fourth down for the 4 extra points. But you're passing. I don't get it.
Al's in Chico. What's up, Al? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about Shanahan that, I really think that he's kind of a bonehead coach. If we would have had Moody yesterday, we wouldn't be talking about a loss right now. And the reason why he got hurt was on a kickoff. Now, with this new rule, I just don't get why coaches all around the league, not kick it right into the end zone and not even take a chance on anything that disastrous would happen yesterday. And Kyle, who's the special teams coach? Because our special teams has been absolutely atrocious. And I don't know. I mean, it seems like our losses, a lot of times is because our coach is getting out-coached by the other team. I mean, against the Rams, he's in the post-game conference. He says, we knew that they were going to do a fake punt on us, which was critical. And he doesn't have our number one B out there. If you really think the guy's going to take it, he had our punt team out there, and the guy easily – I could have gotten the first down on that play. I don't know. I'm just kind of really mad about Kyle's just ineptness in these losses. Especially with big leads, of course, everyone knows that.
Wow.
But what do you guys think?
I think the fan base is frustrated, Al.
Yeah. And that was their sixth loss, up 10 points in the fourth under Kyle Stoney.
Did I see a stat yesterday entering the fourth quarter that with a 10-plus lead, he was like 38-0?
I saw that, and I saw it again as I watched it again. Like, explain that.
God.
Stoney, if it were the sixth loss in the fourth quarter up 10, how is that graphic correct?
I thought the graphic actually said 10-plus. So I think it might have stopped at 10. So it had to be 11 or more.
Is it Brian Snyder, the special teams coach?
Yeah, Brian Snyder.
Well, I'm guessing.
You want him fired, too?
No, I didn't.
Who you want fired?
I don't want any. I want to radio wrestle you because you're not really.
You're right, I'm not.
Feed Mason the Rock.
Okay. He leads the league in carries. 10 more carries than Derrick Henry.
And when you say that, you're saying there's just it's a limit to.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe there is.
In week five, we're he's on a pitch count.
Well, he's on pace now for 350 rushing attempts. 888-957-9570. Why'd Shanahan go away from Jordan Mason? 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Get off him.
I'm not on him. That was a great play.
Oh, he smelled that out.
He did. sniffed it out. Davis was about to crash. He said, nope, nope, and picked that baby. I wanted him to take it to the house. I had Niner defense in fantasy.
Yeah. Did you win?
Carter's up 11 points, but I got two
Carter
guys.
Carter Chickering.
Yeah, Carter Chickering. Thank
okay.
you. So I think I got it in the bag.
Wait,
I don't want to jinx
it. He's up 11?
Yeah.
Who do you have?
Chris Olave and Alvin Kamara. So I think I
Saints
got 11.
Saints Chiefs there?
Yeah. I think I got 11 in
I
Kansas
think
City.
Right. Does he have anybody?
The kicker, Bucker for Kansas City. I'm good. Projected thing says I win.
Kicker scare me. I don't like going up against
the Niners.
The
don't have one.
Well, they just don't know the names.
No, they lost Moody, who was a weapon. That's bigger than the names, Donnie. Think about it, man. We're sitting here. I'm like, damn, the injuries just keep happening.
Okay. Arizona was more hurt than the Niners.
I think we got four guys coming in later today.
Can you reveal who those are?
I don't know. I don't have their names. No, that's what the guys are working on now. Just finishing this game and getting started on all the Seattle stuff on the short week. So I know those guys are scrambling in. I think they got four guys coming, but I didn't get their names.
That reminds me of the Sunday when Shasky asked me to name some Ram defenders.
You think Kyle Shanahan cares the name of his kicker?
Well, I guess.
Somebody's got to pick one.
Yeah, I hear you.
888-957-9570 is the number from the 650 on the Comcast business text line. I swear I'm losing my mind with how we're running our offense.
Man.
It's ridiculous. Please explain. 650.
Oh, yeah. Do you come out three pass plays to start the game? Hey,
those are scripted.
Hey, I get it. I don't like, why are they not run plays?
Because they're scripted.
Yeah. Well, make them run plays. You can still tell run play.
Nah.
Jordan Mason. Hey, I got an issue again. The more I think about Austin from San Jose, his call.
It should have hit you a little harder than it did.
No, do you think Purdy is making he's not doing too much running. He only had four rushes for 33 yards. He's a magician back there.
Yeah,
he lost some yards, too. No, I don't think he's trying to be something he's not. What are you pointing at me for? He's not trying to be something he's not.
Wait, you can wave to everybody under the sun, but I can't say hi to my man Jay.
I never do it while you're making a point. My point is, I don't think he's not trying to add something to his repertoire. He's mobile, but he's running for his life, not because he's trying to be Lamar Jackson, Austin. That's how I view this, and it's a concern.
I had a lot of agreement with Austin. I felt like Purdy was, I don't know, out of necessity or not. I thought he was trying to do too much. Mm. Wasn't taking stuff that he normally takes.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Well,
I thought he also was a little bit, I don't want to say feeling himself, but he was, he was trying to make something happen more so than I think he normally does.
What are you seeing from Garindo?
Stinks.
4.4 pop, 5 for 22.
Great.
Give those 5 to Mason, he would have had 19 carries.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't be barking.
No, I'm not the only one barking. For the people calling, we just had a texter. What's going on with the Steiny? You got to run, man, when it's working. That's all I'm asking for. You're 30th in red zone efficiency. You got a guy averaging 6 yards a pop. Do the math. Even if it doesn't work, it was the right thing to do. And to take that 3.
It's not the right thing to do if it wouldn't have worked. Let's go to JC in Los Gatos. What's up, JC? What do you got for us?
How you doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, a Niner fan for 50 years, and the Niners are two things.
Okay.
They're weak up the middle. They miss Buckner, they miss Dre Greenlaw, and they miss a strong safety. They're weak up the middle.
Well,
and the second thing.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Second thing is we are definitely suffering by having no draft picks that are really performing over the last couple of years. We have no young draft picks that are explosive and that are taking on the opposition.
Thanks, JC. Appreciate the call.
Well, draft picks matter, Stoney. But I'll say this: Buckner's been too far gone. What about Armstead? Maybe against the run, who I always hated on, and now I feel like they miss him. How about that? Buckner's been gone, and you've been a dominant defense.
But Greenlaw will be back.
No, that's the McCaffrey of the defense.
All right. And nothing to see here. McCaffrey, get him back. Get him back.
Well,
and then get Greenlaw back. Got to hang in there till then.
But run the ball when it's working, Kyle. You didn't hear Brady on the telecast? He kept saying it all game.
Now Brady's just, great.
No, sorry, I told you that last week and the week before. He's growing on me.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah,
he's the exact same announcer he was week one.
God, I want to give it to you.
Yeah, no,
but I'm just telling you, Stoney, they're becoming pass happy, and I just wonder if that's...
Yeah, now you're the guy that likes to throw it down the field.
Yeah, when it works. You got 0 points in the second half.
But Ayuk had a big game.
To a team of the Arizona Cardinals, whose defense has been crap on the season. Come on, man. Goose eggs. And then you had the ball, Joe Montana style, to go down, whatever, and win the game, mm-hmm. kick a field goal, score,
mm-hmm.
and you throw a pick.
Yeah.
I said it against the Rams. You had the ball 24-24, punt on downs.
Mm-hmm.
Had the ball against Minnesota, touchdown, you're up one. Like, money time is not money time early on this season. How about that? This prolific offense. A lot of meat on that chicken.
How many times are you going to say that?
I like it.
I know.
Norm used to
meat on the meat on the bone, meat on the chicken.
Split
chicken
time.
On the bone.
Hey, real quick.
Oh boy.
No, what? I just Spadoni wasn't in on it. He was working on the roast. I tweeted because I went to Cal game along with the rest of the station. Had a ball.
Great.
Didn't see Bonte. He was there. I missed him. He's the only one I can get to see.
Oh boy.
So I come in and say the Cal Berkeley student body showed up and showed out a Goo original. And you try to say.
What's funny?
Come on, Stein. You got to start giving me my propers, man.
No. What do you. What?
Show up and show out, Norm. I got that from Norm.
What do you. Like.
Like, cite your sources. Where did I get that from?
I don't know, but you didn't make it up yourself. Oh. I know that.
All right. Just go
what
move
is going on,
on
here?
Bob, I'm
Bob,
just not
what's
getting
going
credit.
On
I'm
here
tired of
is
it.
I work with an insecure co-host who needs credit for things. I don't.
If I was insecure, I wouldn't wear sandals to work. Show your toes, please. It's Tony.
Who's
I'm a real
is he talking
one.
About you, Spino?
Me. I wore sandals on Friday. Let it all hang out, baby.
Yes, I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
There you go.
Big win for the Warriors Saturday. You see Lindy Waters the third?
Yay!
He hit a 32-footer to win the game for the Warriors.
I was watching college
Hawaii.
Football.
Yeah. So was I.
Man, you didn't even show up. You were the talk of the day. Everybody's waiting
for you. I'm the straw that stirs the drink. And the drink went unstirred
49ers
on Saturday
in shambles
in Berkeley. Just for the record, what an idiot I am. So, Spadone, get this. Got a couple things going on in Berkeley on Saturday. A buddy of mine who's a neighbor was going over to his friends for a pig roast.
Oh.
They roasted one of those pigs. Mm-hmm. And that was up in the hills in Berkeley. And then these knuckleheads were getting together at some place in downtown Berkeley. And the idiot, Matt Steinmetz, at about 3 o'clock goes, yeah, you know what? I'll drive over to Berkeley. I'll find these guys. 55 minutes later.
Oh, you drove. It took me 2 hours to find a park.
That's the point.
Oh,
I drove over
I didn't
to Berkeley.
Know you got there.
And I just got stuck.
Yes. Oh,
I just
awful.
Got stuck.
You said hell with this.
And I was like, you know what?
I didn't know that.
I'm heading back
no
home.
No doubt about it. Good God.
16-minute drive from Oakland to Berkeley.
Yep.
56 minutes there, 49 minutes home.
You know how many
I never
tow
got
trucks
out of the
I
car.
Saw, and they loved every minute of towing left
I, you
and
know
right.
What? You know what?
Towing left
you're,
and right.
You're right
loving
about
it.
That. You're right about that.
I didn't like it.
They try to schnooker you in Berkeley like nobody's business.
Oh, Stoney, I didn't know you drove and couldn't find nothing.
There's not one spot in Berkeley that doesn't say reserved or need a placard.
No permit.
Or permit.
Jeez. Anyway.
Let's go to Minnesota. Wendy. Wendy's in Minnesota.
Hey.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Thank you. Good. First of all, if you would have told me, okay, I have to deal with a lot of crap here because I'm getting this Sam Darnold. How about that Sam Darnold? Yeah. Everywhere I go. Yeah. If you would have told me that the Vikings were 5-0 and we were going to be 2-3, I would have said this is never going to happen. So, first of all, who in the world, we've gone through this again with Kyle. You're at the 3rd and 1. Run the ball. 4th and 1. Run the ball. Who calls a play? Who calls a passing play when you're at the 1 yard line? Let JP Mason run the ball 2 times.
Oh.
If you do not score a touchdown, you pin him at the 1. Special teams sucks. Kyle said at last press conference, I'm not worried about special teams as long as they don't lose us the game. Well, guess what? They lost your kicker for you, so there you go. Kyle never puts any effort. He doesn't care about the special teams. Well, now you don't have a field goal kicker. Where's Debo Samuels? Where's George? Where's Jennings? The Cardinals are ranked the bottom in every stat defensively. You need to be running the ball. When he's supposed to be running the ball, he passes. When he's supposed to pass, he does the exact opposite of what any intelligent coach would do. I am done with Kyle as of today. I am done.
Now, what does that mean?
Wow, Wendy.
What does that mean? How does it manifest itself?
I will not even be watching the Seattle game.
Oh, please,
come on,
stop,
Wendy. You can't give up, Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, I don't believe you.
She's like Fillmore Mike right now. She's hurt.
Kyle is not going to change. He's not offensive genius. The defensive coordinator was not the right pick. The special teams coach needs to go. Over and over and over, he's at a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And he chokes. He doesn't do what's working. He goes away from what's working and tries to get too fancy. And Kyle, I'll tell you this right now. Kyle will not win a Super Bowl with this team, no matter how stacked the roster is. And he will not win a Super Bowl with any team he goes to because he will never change, ever.
Wow, Wendy.
So, no, I've had it with him. I am done.
Wendy, call us Friday and let us know. Call us Friday and let us know you didn't watch the game Thursday. I believe you're going to watch.
I already told my significant other, go, I'm not watching on Thursday.
But it's Monday, Wendy.
Wendy, you're going to come around.
Yeah, she will.
Wendy, you're going to come around.
Call us Friday, Wendy.
Wendy, you're going to come around.
She would hit him. Now, that ain't me. That's Wendy. The 10-point leads, is it odd?
13.
Oh, well,
let's call it what it is, a 13-point lead.
Is it odd to you?
No.
Did a guy that I think or we think so highly of.
Stop saying we. You're the one. Oh. You're always the guy. Who you called him a genius before he coached his first game.
No, I recognize his greatness regard to play calling but
how was play calling and design yesterday?
We're
I thought you had a problem
his
with
situational
it.
Play calling is right. Steiny is D-,
okay.
Man.
Well, then he's...
I don't understand how you can move up and down the field and all of a sudden this year with no McCaffrey, you got issues. But she's right. Third and fourth and one, you could have gave it to Mason. Like, you could have said, we're just going to give it to him twice, and we'll get in. And if we don't, we got to put up. You took the three, but really was that, if you're going to be aggressive, that's when you're aggressive. You got a young bull back there. Oh, it's the fifth game of the season. Oh, he can't take, please. And then this is from a coach that overused McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's why
he's
not.
I don't care about the odometer.
So, give him credit.
Four.
He ran McCaffrey into the ground. Okay, he didn't keep track of how often he ran the ball. It got McCaffrey hurt. Now he's got a backup, and he has to make sure the backup stays healthy.
Yeah.
So couldn't you look at it as though he's finally got some guys on a pitch count, as you like to say?
B.A. was 6 of 115. I got to give him his credit. He was balling.
Yeah.
And then he ended up with –
right.
Like, what
you know
happened?
Why? You know why? You always ask questions, and I'll give you an answer why, but you won't believe it.
No, go ahead.
He missed training camp. He wore down. It was 100 degrees. He had a good first half, but he lost it in the second half because he's not in the kind of football shape he needs
to
be
in. Well, I saw a 13, 15-yard pass play, the first play of the second half. He was open, and Purdy was off and missed him.
Okay.
So that wasn't he was tired.
No, Ayuk wore down in the second half.
The defense wore down.
Couldn't get open.
Yeah.
He couldn't get open. Certainly couldn't get deep.
His longest play was 50.
Right. It was an out pattern.
You ain't going to give me an argument.
What did you think of the play calling, Steiny?
I thought they passed too much. I'm just trying to get under Goose's skin.
No, seriously, why do you think he's doing that? When the running game is healthy and it's working. Evan, thank you for asking him that. Like, Steiny, what do you think is going on upstairs for Kyle? What Tom Brady's saying you're passing too much for who you are. Especially when Mason is getting, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Steiny, you know how hard it is to average 6.4 yards a pop in the NFL?
It's hard when you only carry it 14 times.
Oh, man. He's been consistent
all year.
Carry
it 24 times.
I'd love to find out, man.
Yeah, can't wear him down.
And that fumble was that was a great play by the defender on Arizona. But damn, man,
I
It was a great play.
If on Wednesday Kyle said, well, the reason Mason fumbled was because he was exhausted. That was my worry of running him in this heat.
Wow.
We got a Lions fan in the city. He agrees with Guru. What's up, Lions fan in the city? How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, hey. Good.
How you guys doing?
Hey, hey. Doing well.
Good. Hey, yeah, I agree with Guru as a, you know, watching a lot of Lions games that where we pass too much, should have ran the ball. I agree. You do what's working. You know, I've heard one guy when I was coming back from traveling about, hey, what the after the Tampa Bay loss, what the Lions need to do to get back on track? And they said Goff needs to throw the ball 20 times, 20 to 25 times a game. That's like 4 or 5 times a quarter. And stick to what they know, which is running the ball.
Mm.
You know, they have a bad defense. They play from behind a lot of times, but they play from behind, but they know what's, you know, they know what works to get them the points they need, which is run the ball. Obviously, they have a two-headed monster and, you know, the two guys they have, but I agree with you. You got to do what's working. When it's working, you stick to it. These coaches want to change a lot and look pretty.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Lions fan. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I'll say this to you, Stoney. You tell me if it's worth 2 cents. But at the end of the day, I know what the streets were saying about Brock Purdy and this Niner offense coming off a visit to the Super Bowl in a game that I feel like they should have won. That's neither here nor there. But the bottom line is, oh, Brock Purdy's dink or dunk. And I just feel like Kyle Shanahan must have been listening to sports talk radio, because what have we seen since we found out there was no McCaffrey against the Jets? All of a sudden, Brock Purdy is throwing the ball downfield more now than ever, or attempting to do so. And I loved it early on.
Yeah, it's what everybody was calling
for. But right
for.
Now, is that the right thing to do to prove the naysayers wrong, or to turn it and give it to your beast mode fullback that you found that you had?
I think you got to stop that.
Steiny, he's running hard, man.
Yeah,
Marion Barber, whatever you fits your go. He is a problem. And you're helping the teams you play by not giving it to them when it's successful. I can't wait for the guys to come in here this afternoon, because I want. It's not a just me thing. I need to know why Kyle is going away from the run. And nobody asked him in that post-game presser. Damn sure didn't ask Mason.
Well,
JP, you curious why you only got 14 totes?
Maybe because I'm leading the league and Kyle's worried about my workload. I am leading the league in attempts by more than 10% of any other running back.
Well, I would say this.
I don't know.
All right, well, the coach has got his priorities in the right place, because he's worried about your workload more than the Dubs. This team is 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. That's nasty work, even without McCaffrey, I believe.
What about Greenlaw? But they've been hurt by injury. See, this is the thing. We say they've been so banged up. Well, then maybe that's one of the reasons they're 2-3. They've had injuries.
But what injury on offense, Donnie, to where you're 9-22 on the year in the red zone? And when they settle for
McCaffrey?
When they settle for the 6 field goals, the home opener against the Jets, and I came in here like I wasn't throwing a hissy fit, but I was like, you know what? That ain't actually idea. But now all of a sudden it's growing into something.
Well, it's because they don't have McCaffrey.
But you got a $30 million receiver.
Can't catch. Oh, I thought you meant Mason.
Oh, no.
You meant Mason.
Come on, man. You got
him. $30 million receiver.
You got him. You got Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
Like, well,
where
doesn't
add
up.
Where was he yesterday?
If I had that, I'd be another job.
Maybe sometimes the defense needs to get some credit.
But you know that was a bad defense they played yesterday.
They weren't bad yesterday.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I believe Kyle helped him when you don't have to deal with the bull in the backfield. You know, you're limiting his carries. Like,
they're going in for a touchdown at the 10 and Mason fumbles. You figure they're going to score there. They turn it over.
Right. What could I say to that?
They had 4 possessions in the second half, and 3 ended in turnover, and 1 ended on downs.
But that's what the title of this story is about. The games are too close when they should be over, because everybody's going to make a mistake.
Well, they made 3, Goo. They turned the ball over 3 times in the second half. 3 or 4 possessions.
By your quarterback.
That's gonna get you beat. 3 turnovers and a half.
Mm.
A second half. That's what's going to get you beat. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Niners fall to 2-3 with a 24-23 loss to the Arizona Cardinals. and they were up 23-10 at half.
What do you think of Sorensen and the job he's doing? Is the Greenlaw enough for you to say get off his back? Because this is not the Niner defense I've known.
I don't think any one unit has been any more responsible than any other unit. I think the offense has been pretty average this year. I think the defense has been average. And I think special teams has been a little bit below average. And it adds up to 2-3. I mean, we can get into what's in a more precarious situation, the offense or the defense. But to me, the offense is no longer as explosive as it once was. And the defense is clearly not as dominant as it once was. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's the other thing we've forgotten about. Because we used to talk about this a lot. The mobile quarterback gives the 49ers trouble. And it did again yesterday. Kyler Murray...
But Matt Stafford and Sam Darnold are not mobile.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Sam was that day, but...
No, I'm just saying mobile quarterbacks have always given the 49ers problems, so maybe we should have taken that into account. I mean, Kyler Murray played a great game.
That first run, and then everything was kind of quiet for that offense.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I thought they moved the ball pretty well. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the San Francisco 49ers fall to the Arizona Cardinals. It's from the 650. You can't just say they should run the ball more without taking into account what the defense is doing. You don't run into an eight-man front. That from the 650.
Miss
on the Comcast business text line.
Yeah. All the great teams know you know what they're doing. You can't stop it.
Well, they got beat yesterday. 24-23. And another game where they couldn't make a play when they needed to make a play. Mason fumbles. Arizona converts on a 4th-and-5. Big 49ers play. Lose a kicker. That didn't help.
Not just for the game, for the foreseeable future. We were talking about Jake Moody in the year he'd been having.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Niners, 2-3. Where are you, faithful? What do they got to do to get out of this malaise? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Springs.